Susanna felt warm blood begin to course down her face, and the thing behind them, perhaps smelling it, let loose an enormous, damp cry. She thought of a gigantic alligator in a Florida swamp, raising its scaly head to bay at the moon. And it was so close. Oh, dear God, give me time, she thought. I don't want to go like this. Getting shot's one thing, but getting eaten alive in the dark? That was another. Go faster, she snarled at Roland and thumped at his sides with her thighs like a rider urging on a weary horse. Somehow Roland did. His respiration was now an agonized roar. He had not breathed so even after dancing the Kamala. If he kept on, his heart would burst in his chest. But faster, Tex, let it all out, goddammit. I might have a trick up my sleeve, but in the meantime, you give it every damn everything you got. And there in the dark, beneath Castle Discordia, Roland did. 12. She plunged her free hand once more into the bag, and it closed on the flashlight's barrel. She pulled it out and tucked it under her arm, knowing if she dropped it, they were gone for sure. Then snapped back the tab release on the steno can, relieved to hear the momentary hiss as the vacuum seal broke. Relieved, but not surprised. If the seal had been broken, the flammable jelly inside would have evaporated long ago, and the can would have been lighter. Roland, she shouted. Roland, I need matches. Shirt, pocket, he panted. Reach for them. But first, she dropped the flashlight into the seam where her crotch met the middle of his back, then snatched it up just before it could slide away. Now, with a good hold on it, she plunged the barrel into the can of Sterno. To grab one of the matches while holding the can and the jelly-coated flashlight would have taken a third hand, so she jettisoned the can. There were two others in the bag, but if this didn't work, she'd never have a chance to reach for one of them. The thing bellowed again, sounding as if it were right behind them. Now she could smell it, the aroma like a load of fish rotting in the sun.